A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Ayin. Baba Metzia 7DB. Pagination is 140. Starting from the top of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Ein mikablim tzon barzel mi Yisrael. A person is not allowed to accept a certain relationship of sheep. It's called iron. Sheep from another Jew. Mepneshu ribis. Because it is considered ribis. Ava mekablim tzon barzel min ha'akum, but you would be allowed to accept this relationship of tzon barzel from a non-Jew, because ribis is permitted, as the Mishnah continues, v'lovin mehen u'malvin osan beribis. A non-Jew is permitted in ribis. Ribis is interest, taking interest, meaning something above the principal, from a loan, from something that was entrusted to somebody else. And we have this concept that really by other objects, a rental fee is acceptable. And the entire banking industry works on this rental fee of money. But when it comes to a Jew, there's a special rule, a unique rule. There's kosher. There's Shabbos, and there's Ribbis. There's a special rule. You're not allowed to lend with interest to another Jew. What is this relationship called Tzon Barzel? So, when a person wanted to entrust his sheep to a shepherd, there would be different relationships that could possibly be. The particular relationship that we're describing here is that the owner of the sheep entrusts the sheep to the shepherd with terms that they become partners in the produce, and that the shepherd takes responsibility, like barza, like iron, that it's firm numbers, that he takes the loss on the item if there is a loss. The description, as Rashi says it on the first of the small lines, "Dikibel kol ho'achrayis alav." The entire risk lies on the shepherd. And so there's an element here that's not entirely investment. Investment is you put money in, it could go up, it could go down. Over here, it's tzon barzel, it's iron sheep. The asset is firm. It's not budging. You're going to get your money back. And now, this relationship is not quite an investment on the part of the owner of the sheep. And let's look at what's happening. The shepherd did not put in money in order to become a partner. What's happening for him to become a partner is that he's going to do the work of shepherding. And so, when we divide the produce, the children that are born, let's say, between the owner and the shepherd, what's happening is a loan was tendered for 50% towards the shepherd so that he should be able to buy in as a partner. And in exchange for that loan, he's going to be taking care of the sheep. So the work that he's doing is over and above repayment, ultimately, of the sheep, which are tzon barzel, they're firm. He's not getting out of that. And therefore, there's interest over here in the work that the shepherd is doing. Rashi comments on the third line, Hatanale, we already learned this concept. Samaches Samed Beis 68a, Ein Moshivin Chen V'Nilamach Tzischar, that you're not allowed to appoint a grocer, a shopkeeper, a person to sell your items as retail for half of the wage, because what's happening is he becomes a partner, meaning he takes a loan and has money to buy in as a result of his doing the work every single day. And that's ribis. Now, this problem is very logical based on the principle that Son Barzel, this relationship to the sheep, how much you own it, is such that it's like a loan, because the shepherd takes full responsibility on the Tzon Barzel. That means that the owner, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew, has no relationship to the sheep right now. The shepherd has taken full responsibility. If the sheep would die, for example, he would still have to repay their value based on the valuation at the time that he took it. That's why it's called Tzon Barzel, sheep that are iron, that are firm in their price, and they're retrievable to the owner. If the owner has no relationship to the sheep at this point, says the Gemara, we have a problem with a different statement. Second line of the Gemara, Viraminu, I'll ask you a question. Hamekabel Tzon Barzel min anachrim, when a person does this Tzon Barzel relationship to assets from a non-Jew, so you would think the shepherd becomes the full owner and he has to pay back value, just like a loan. It's not really about the sheep anymore, because if the sheep died, it would not be the owner's loss. So it's like a loan. And the ruling is, velados peturin min habechora, the animals that are born are absolved of the firstborn rules. You don't have the responsibility to give it to the Kohen, for example, a firstborn. These animals still have the aspect of ownership of a non-Jew mixed into it, to the point that they're absolved of the rule of the firstborn. That means that the owner still does have an interest here. And if you're describing Tzon Barzel merely as a loan, and the actual asset has nothing to do with the owner, it's rather transferred to a value that's owed. So just like by a loan, the coins make no difference. I don't care if you return to me the same coins, the same dollar bills. That's meaningless. You owe me value. Over here also, I don't care about the sheep. I care about the value, in which case the Nachri, the non-Jew, should have no relationship to the sheep. I understand why we have a problem of ribis, because this man, the shepherd, bought in as a result of his work. But I don't understand why the sheep are absolved of bechora if the non-Jew has no relationship to the sheep. Amar Abaye, Abaye suggested, it depends if the shepherd truly accepted. What happens if it goes down in value? What happens if an accident happens beyond anyone's control? Does he still owe that asset just like a loan or not? Amalei Rava. Rava objected to that solution. If the owner still has a interest in accidents and going down in price, and his asset will be affected, he won't get paid back entirely if it goes down in price or if an accident happens, then Tzon Barzel Karisle. How do you call it sheep of iron? How do you describe the asset as Tzon Barzel if indeed it could still go down on him? Let's skip three lines. Amar Rava. Rava instead answers, "Idi v'idi d'lo kabel alemora onsa v'zula." Indeed, in order to call it Tzon Barzel, there can't be a risk to the owner, and accidents and going down in value are certainly not his responsibility. The shepherd will have to pay back the value intact, and that's why it's called Tzon Barzel. But if you're trying to understand why these sheep have the rule of absolved of the firstborn, what kind of interest does the non-Jew have here that absolves it from the firstborn rule? Says Rava, Kevan de'ilo yoiv zuze osi nachri tafis la labehema. A very practical reason. If the shepherd did not have the asset, the non-Jew would take that animal that he originally gave. He would grab that animal. There's still a concept that I expect the animal to be returned, even though legally it's really a valuation, not an animal anymore, because it's its own barzel. And if it goes down in value, he's going to have to come up with the money to pay up. Ve'ilo mishkach lo lebehema. And if he doesn't get the animal to grab back, tafas lelevlados, he'll grab the children. Havalayad nochri be'emtza, the non-Jew has an interest here. V'chol yad nochri be'emtza potam en abechora. And the rule is that if the non-Jew has an interest, then it's going to be potter from the firstborn. So Rava is affirming that it is Tzon Barzel, and legally the non-Jew has no claim on this particular animal, but on a practical level, that's where the non-Jew is going to go if the shepherd doesn't have assets to pay back. He's going to go after his animal or its children. It's a little bit like in a crime scene. The police may say that the person is a person of interest. They're not saying he's the culprit. He's not the person, or in our case, he's not the owner. No one's saying he's the owner, but he's a person of interest. You have it by insurance also. The person is not the owner, but if they have a lien on it, then insurance would report the lack of insurance, the non-payment of premiums, to that person. So over here, he really does not even have a lien on this particular animal, but in the mind frame of a collector, that's where he's going to go first. And therefore, even though it is Tzon Barzel, and legally the risk is all on the shepherd, nevertheless, the animal is Potter from Bechor. Indeed, paskind like this in Yoredeya Shin Chaf Se'if Zayin. Again, the reason we picked up on this theme is because it's a ribis application where the shepherd is obligated to pay back entirely, so it's like a loan, and he's doing his work in exchange for half of the profits, so it's like he got a loan to buy in, and he's going to pay back eventually not only the principal, but also the work that he does every single day. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.